age, a time of rich living and hard dying. But nobody thought so. This 24th century was a future of fortune and theft, pillage and rapine, culture and vice, but nobody admitted it. This was an age of extremes, a fascinating era of freaks, but nobody loved it. I've watched from afar. I, Joseph of the Sargasso asteroid, leader and high-minded one of the scientific people. I am gifted with the sight. I have the vision to see the century for the misshapen, marvelous, and malevolent thing that it is. The whole solar system seethes with activity, lust, and violence. It is brilliant and ignorant, and into our quiet part of the galaxy it will bring the savage, vengeful man we are to call Nomad. He is to become the light and the curse of my people. I know. I can see these things.
Mechanics mate third class serving on board the Prestige ship Nomad. Education none, skills none, merits none, recommendations none. Log 128 personnel comments. A man of physical strength, intellectually stunted by complete lack of ambition, emotionally lazy, the stereotype common man. Some unexpected shock might waken him, but psych department cannot find the key. Do not recommend for further promotion. Foyle has reached a dead end.
Dead end. Better than a rival, that's me. Gully Foyle. Not 170 days dying and not yet dead. What's the matter of me? What's the matter of you? Help. Help us all.
He is the only survivor on the Nomad. A wrecked spaceship drifting midway between Mars and Jupiter. A mangled junkyard of twisted, weightless metal and frozen debris. A victim of the growing war between the inner planets and outer satellites. He lives in the only airtight room left intact. A tool locker measuring 4 feet wide, 4 feet deep, and 9 feet high. Centuries before, it had been considered the most exquisite of oriental tortures to imprison a man in such a space for a few weeks. Most scientific.
170 days. What's the matter with me? Why you punish me? Why you coffin me? Bastards! I get you. I get you deadly.
Blasphemy comes easily to him. Raised in the gutter school, he speaks no other tongue. Of all the brutes in the world, he is the least valuable alive and the most likely to live. He struggles to survive, wretched man. Too easy for trouble, too slow for fun, too empty for love. Why does he survive? What's the point? Giant creature, bearded, crusted with blood and filth, emaciated. I see him in my dreaming, a ghoul with sick, patient eyes, and wherever he goes, a stream of floating debris follows like the tail of some festering comet.
No. No, man. No! 6 months on this bad gig. Is it now? You listen to me. You know, gods? I'm talking your deal here. I look again. If you're real, I'm yours. You want me. But if it's a gap, if it's no ship, I unseal right now and blow my guts. We play squares. Now reach me the sign. You'll be a real ship, baby. Come on, give me the sign. A ship. Oh, a sweet sister ship. Oh, baby angel, I see you. I see you, Fogarty. A pristine ship come to get poor Gully.
The Fogarty comes slowly abreast. Portholes was glowing with friendly light. But it passes on, stern jets flaring as it slowly accelerates on a sunward course. He watches in a mounting fury. He's being abandoned. The acids of rage run through him. The key turns in the lock of his soul. The door opens, and the stereotype common man is no more.
No, Mugga! You don't pass me by! You don't leave me to rot like a dog! I get out of here, me! I follow you! I follow you, Mugga! I follow you to hell, baby! I rot you! I kill you, Mugga! I kill you gently!
In 2 days of inspired, demented activity, he learns how to ignite the high-thrust fuel. He is most scientific. Then he fires the jets and the ship goes into a slow spin. Weight returns. Gravity forces high thrust from tanks to combustion chambers. And thus, the wrecked nomad shudders and plunges through space, its lone occupant, ranting and raging for vengeance.
Morgia!
Tiger, Tiger by Ivan Benner. And dramatized from the novel by Alfred Bester. With Alan Armstrong as Gulliver Foyle, Miranda Richardson as Olivia Prestine, Leslie Lander as Gisbella McQueen, Siobhan Redmond as Robin Wensbury, and Tony Church as Joseph. Tiger.
Who the hell are you?
Joseph, these are my brethren. The scientific people of the Sargasso asteroid.
Voga. Where's Voga T?
You came on the Nomad. You are the first to arrive in 50 years. A puissant man. Very. A rifle of the fittest is the doctrine of Holy Darwin. Most scientific.
He's almost dead, Joseph.
No, child. His coming was foretold. And he has a pulse of 98.6. Most scientific. He is to be called Nomad, and he must be initiated this very day.
But he is not strong enough.
Do not argue, Moira. I am the high-minded. I alone have the knowledge of your forebears. We are the brilliant descendants of the scientists marooned on Sargasso 2 centuries ago. We are the chosen beings of the asteroid belt. A Nomad's arrival has been predicted. He must be initiated. He cannot procreate scientifically until he has been.
Nomad, I am Moira, your wife.
What?
Your wife. You chose me. Your hand touched mine during the initiation. We are scientifically mated.
The hell with that. Where am I?
In our home.
What home?
Yours. You are one of us now, Nomad.
Where's my ship?
Part of the asteroid. It has been welded into place with all the others.
Space scavengers.
We are scientific.
You bunch of throwbacks, you. How do I get out of here?
You cannot leave. We must have many children. It is expected. After 3 months, you will have another wife. But I am the first. You chose me.
I didn't choose nobody, and this ain't my home. It's a space yacht converted into a goddamn bedroom. If it's still got fuel in the tanks, I'm out.
What are you doing, Nomad?
Leaving, girl.
You can't leave.
Just reconnect these pipes and blast right out. Hell of a smash, girl. Maybe I'll die. Guesses for grabs. Maybe no more asteroid. Go tell that moon cop, Joseph, to get your people deeper into this pile of junk. Get away from the blast. Go on.
He nearly destroyed us. The Inner Planet's Navy picked him up 90,000 miles outside Mars orbit. They found him crawling like a headless worm through a scrap heap of bedroom furnishings. He was bleeding again, ripe with gangrene, and one side of his head was pulpy. They brought him to the sick bay and carefully curtained his amniotic tank. As his body mended and the cruiser made its way back to Terra, he knew he was saved. He knew only time stood between him and vengeance. What he didn't know was what I had done to his face. I had tattooed it, superimposed it with a Maori war mask. Cheeks, chin, nose, eyelids. I decorated them all with ferocious stripes and swirls. Across the brow was blazoned Nomad. Now he looks like the vengeful tiger he is becoming.
Bastard! You crazy bastard!
Robin Wedensbury conducts a re-education class in teleportation through New York City. She teaches casualties of the General War Hospital, a mixed bag of head injuries who have lost the ability to teleport. Jaunting has become the common word for teleportation. It comes from Professor Charles Forte Jaunt, who, a century before, managed to set himself alight in his laboratory and then teleport 70 feet to the nearest fire extinguisher, much to the interest of his colleagues, who promptly made him do it again by damn near drowning him. It seemed that only the threat of death made teleportation possible. The so-called scientists asked for volunteers. 80% of them died, proving nothing but the monstrosity of the times, but 20%, startled out of both wits and bodies, teleported. By the beginning of the 24th century, the primitive days were over. Only a few, the likes of Nomad and other gutter-bred lowlifers, failed to respond. However, there remains a final limitation. Despite all efforts, nobody has jaunted across the voids of space.
Bravo, Corporal Harris. Well done. L.E.S., gentlemen. Never forget. Location, elevation, situation. That is the only way to remember your teleportation coordinates. No, no, don't teleport yet, Sergeant Logan. Wait your turn. Has anybody seen Mr. Foyle? He's missing again. Oh, listen to that heavenly brown thrasher. Just listen to him. Mozart under the wing. Oh, dear. I'm thinking all over the place. The war news is so bad. Oh, Sergeant Logan, did you hear that?
Yes, Miss Robin.
It is so cruel being a one-way telepath.
She's all right, ma'am. You think pretty.
How sweet of you, Sergeant Logan.
You hear us thinking, ma'am?
Never. It only works one way.
The whole class hear you, or just I is all?
That depends. When I'm concentrating, just the one I'm thinking at. When I'm all over the place, anybody and everybody. Poor souls. Now, excuse me. All right, class. We'll continue our primer jaunts. 1, 2, 3. Oh, dear. Where is Mr. Foyle? He's always missing.
Been practicing me.
Oh, there you are. You really should be with us more. We're all our friends and having a lovely time. What? He's been in the rain. But I've seen the morning weather reports. There is no rain east of St. Louis. He must have jaunted further than that. But he's not supposed to be able to. He's lost his memory. Ha. He's malingering.
Shut up, you.
Then you are malingering.
How much you know?
But you're a fool. Stop making a scene.
The others, they hear you?
I don't know. Let go of me. You're hurting.
I want to talk to you.
Certainly not.
You're going to report me in the hospital?
Of course.
You talk to me first.
I've got nothing to discuss.
You got plenty. You got family.
You know nothing about my family.
They're on Callisto. Mother and two sisters.
But how does he...
Been to your apartment. Read your letters.
But I live in Wisconsin. You can't have jaunted that far.
No. I jaunt real good, Missy. Now we go to your apartment and we talk. Come on, let's go.
Welcome home.
Now you know for sure, teacher. Nice place you got. Plenty of books and stuff.
Get out of here. Savage, don't you dare touch me.
Wasn't gonna. Now listen. I'm holed up in the general hospital. It's like my base of operations. Got a debt to pay off me.
What are you talking about?
Vorga. Vorga T. Went out and found Vorga me. She's in Vancouver shipyard. Owned by Prestina. Prestine. Heard of him, Miss Robin? Prestine's the biggest man on Terra is all. But he won't stop me. I killed Vorga deadly. And you won't stop me either, Missy, because I cover myself. I got something on everybody who could stop me, including you.
My family?
Yeah. Your alien belligerence, which puts you on the hook, girl.
We belong here.
Gotcha, Miss Robin. You know what they do to spies? Cut the information out with psyche lasers. Piece by piece, Missy. Oh. I gotta just tip intelligence and you're in segments, baby. Ain't nobody gonna stop Gully. Not even Mr. High and Mighty Prestine. Nobody.
Get out. You filthy, hideous thing. Get out.
Don't like my face? Don't want me to touch you? Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
No! Please! No!
Nothing.
Powerful, impeccable, Prestine is the epitome of the socially elect. In an age of teleportation, he rides in a coach and four, attended by liveried grooms. As men climb the social ladder of the 24th century, they display their status by refusing to jaunt. Prestine of Prestine owns carriages, cars, yachts, planes, and trains. His position in society is so lofty that he has not jaunted in 40 years.
Gentlemen, I have brought you together to hire your services.
What do you mean, hire?
Prestine, I no longer give personal service for less than 100,000 credits.
I'm aware of your standing, Dagenham. However, this is an important matter, and nobody other than yourself and Regis Sheffield would be suitable.
Can we get to the point, Prestine? I have three prosecutions on at this very moment.
Three?
Yes, Chicago, New York, and Washington. I've been jaunting from court to court all morning.
We have located the Pyre E. I wish to engage both of you to get it back. Name your own fees.
Pyre E.
What is this stuff?
Stuff? Sheffield, Pyre E is not stuff. It is the most valuable substance known to mankind.
And the most dangerous. Unfortunately, the Prestine shipping line has managed to lose the entire galactic supply.
Extraordinary. But what is it?
Now is not the time for explanations. Let's say that some of its significance is suggested by your open-ended fee.
I see. And what performance is expected for this generous offer?
To prepare every known legal device for holding a kidnapped man against the Army, Navy, and police.
Quite a challenge. Very well. I accept the commission. Now, What further information do you have?
Some 3 months ago, a madman with a tiger tattooed on his face broke into the Vancouver shipyards and attempted to destroy one of my vessels, the Vorger T. He almost succeeded. A common seaman by the name of Gulliver Foyle. After 2 weeks of intensive psych interrogation, his motives continue to remain a mystery. All we now know is that the brute is the sole survivor from the Nomad. Nomad was carrying platinum bullion and 10 kilos of Pyre E. She was lost in deep space 9 months ago. Foyle knows the location of the ship.
But he won't tell you.
Precisely.
Where is he now?
Gouffray Martel.
Good God.
He's been through intensive psych and grew from our talents still, said my formidable.
He's no such thing. A common seaman. Got a scum!
South of Saint-Girons, near the Spanish-French border, is the deepest abyss in France, the Gouffre Martel. Its caverns twist for miles under the Pyrenees. It is the most formidable cavern prison on Terra. No patient has ever jaunted out of its pitch darkness. Infrared lamps flood the dark with a black light visible only to guards wearing snooper goggles. For the prisoners, there is only silence. It's a matter of days before Nomad loses count of time. His mind comes adrift. He begins to wander and sink deeper and deeper into the pit of catatonia, of womb silence, womb darkness, and womb sleep.
What's them explosions?
Explosions?
Yeah, blow-ups. You're a long way off me.
Blue Jones.
What?
Blue Jones. Every sometime a prisoner gets unable to handle old Jeffrey anymore and jaunts into the wild blue yonder.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't know where they are. Don't know where they're going. Blue jaunt into the dark and we all hear them go. Blue jaunt.
Okay. Well, that's me. Talking to myself is wild enough. Now I got some woman answering back.
Who's there?
Gully Foyle.
You're real?
I'm off the planet. Here I go. Blue jaunt me.
No. Foyle, listen to me. This is a miracle. Don't throw it away. Please.
Get out of my head, lady. Unless you want to come too.
Will you listen? My name is Gisbella McQueen. I'm doing 5 years for grand larceny. I'm here, man. In Gouffre Martel, same as you.
No, I'm on my own. I know I'm on my own. Same as ever, in the black.
Sure, me too. But we're talking, aren't we? Talking on the whisper line. It's an acoustical freak in Gouffre. They happen in underground caves. I never believed the old timers. Nobody did. But it's true. We're talking to each other on the whisper line, and no one else can hear us. We can talk, Gully Foyle. We can kill the silence. We can make plans. Maybe we can escape.
Talk sense, you.
I am talking sense, me. We gotta sharpen your wits, Gully. Gotta educate you, man, is all.
Gisbella drilled her knowledge into him, leavening it with the cynical experience of 5 years in the underworld. Night after night she taught him. Occasionally he rebelled. Then there would be whispered quarrels. But she was too clever for him, and finally he would submit again.
Who's there?
I thought I'd pay you a visit.
Who are you?
Saul Dagenham.
What's the matter with your voice?
Fission blast left me dangerously radioactive. I'm a sort of 24th century Typhoid Mary. Rather inconvenient. What do you want?
To do a deal. I am empowered to offer you 10% of the bullion on board the Nomad. 2 million credits in return for the ship's location.
2 million? Why the hell didn't Prestine offer me that in the first place?
Because he thought he could get the information out of you by less expensive means. Is it a deal?
Somebody else gets out of here with me.
That can be arranged.
Why didn't you get a telepath to work me over?
Not telepath. Be reasonable, man. There aren't 10 full telepaths in all the inner planets.
For a cut in 20 million credits, you could have hired one easy.
Ah, the government would never countenance.
Yeah, you lying creep. There's something too hot on the Nomad to let a telepath in you.
Damn you, Foyle. How much do you know?
As if I'd tell you.
You're no common spaceman. Who are you working for? The outer satellites?
I work for no one.
No one, eh? It's no deal. I'll find the Nomad without you. You're going to rot in this place.
Yeah! Now go, big shot. Take this garbage, man. See you in the dark. 3 months I don't see nothing. Now it's a roast tender boiled. Very nice!
With a sledgehammer. Then the power cable's pulled. Whole quadrant's dark.
But how do we get out? You moron!
Listen to yourself, partner. We're gonna get out. Come on. The exercise will do you good. God damn it!
What?
This isn't rock. It's a wall. Bricks and mortar.
So what?
So I'm dumb enough to knock it down. Breaker! Hear that?
What?
Water. We're on the right track. Come on!
Come through!
Never mind, girl. Can't see it. Can't see nothing.
Blind. Naked. Where the hell are we going?
Gotta find the main river. Swim out of the mountain.
You're insane.
I'm not. Dagenham was gonna change myself. No more whisper line. No more planning. I had to, Jizz. And we're out, aren't we?
Out where? Lost inside a mountain looking for a river to drown in. You're a fool, Gully Foyle. Damn you! You pull everything down to your imbecile level. Run, fight, punch, that's all you know. Beat, break, blast. Gully, I'm falling!
Company!
Idiot! The river!
No more, Gully. Not another bloody step.
Okay. I guess you're right. Guess I got us stuck on an old jaunt plan. You think we should backtrack? Give ourselves up?
Would you stop blathering on, will you?
Jess! Smell this. Smell it. Taste it. Grass. Eastern grass. We're sitting on grass, damn it. We're out. We're out of old Jeffrey.
What?
It's night. Pitch black. No moon. No stars. We came out of it. Never knew it.
Oh, we really are. Oh, Gully. Gully. Hello. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, Gully, hold me. Please, God, hold me tight.
Thought you was covered in warts.
I got flaming red hair, and I'm known to be beautiful. I guess you'll just have to trust me till morning.
Jess, come on, girl. Sun's over the mountain. Wake up.
What? To your face.
The rear windows of Dr. Baker's Freak Factory look onto the Trenton rocket pits. His underworld patients get a nice view of the spaceships riding silently up and down the gravity beams, portholes blazing, recognition signals blinking, hulls rippling with St. Elmo's fire. It looks like the 24th century. Inside the building, it looks like the Dark Ages. Mad-eyed birdmen, mermaids, hermaphrodites, giants, pygmies, two-headed twins, centaurs, and a moving sphinx exist in cages for the bad doctor's degenerate clientele to marvel over. In an upper room, beneath a harsh battery of lamps, Baker works meticulously with a small steel hammer and a platinum needle on Nomad's face. He follows the pattern of the tattooing, seeking out each minute scar in the skin and driving the acid-loaded needle into it, patiently undoing the work I had done on Sargasso.
Control! You want me to learn control, Jess? Well, I'm learning. I'm fighting the pain and yelling hand.
Finished, Dr. Baker.
Finished. They're bandaging his face now.
How long before they come off?
6-7 days. I don't think I've missed a spot of pigment. You may admire my skill, Gisbella, but I would have preferred to keep him as he was. He could have lived with my Cyclops woman. They would have made a perfect pair.
You're sick.
I'm sick. You insist he has the operation without anesthetic and call me sick?
He needs to learn self-control.
He has enough for me. I've agreed to back his salvage trip to the Nomad.
What? There's nothing there. He's told me so a dozen times.
20 million in platinum bullion doesn't sound like nothing to me.
20?
Come on, Jizz. Blinded by love, are you? Why do you think somebody like Saul Dagenham is after your Tiger Man?
Lying sod! I'll kill him!
I doubt it. Meanwhile, I'm laying my Saturn Weekender yacht on him for the duration. Think of the frightful freaks and darling little monsters I can get with 10% of 20 million.
To hell with your perversions, Baker. To live outside the law, you have to be honest.
Destination 0.
See those freaks staring out of the portholes, Jess? Scientific people. Mad people.
Will you help them?
But what? They tattooed my face. Get into a suit. We have to find Nomad.
Nomad,
This is Joseph the High-Minded. Why have you returned to Sargasso?
How the hell's the old fool know it's me?
Answer, Nomad.
Speak to him, Gully.
No, he's bluffing.
The brethren have awaited your second coming. We have been scientific. Speak, great Nomad. We hang on your every word.
Go hang by your necks.
It is most scientific that you speak to us, Nomad. Your return has been prophesied.
Ain't that the way of it? Blow their butts off and then make your religion. What the hell are you staring at, Jess?
Gully! Your face!
What's the matter, my face?
Your mask is slipping.
That bastard, Baker, he loused it up!
No, Gully, this is under the skin. When you're out of control, the tiger shows. Stigmata.
No, Matt. The brethren is gathered to hear your first words.
Okay. Nomad to Sargasso. Joseph, why don't you go take a walk?
Most profound. Most scientific. We will treasure these words.
Jeez. Okay, go on. I'm going down. Let's get that bullion. With 20 millions, I can get this face fixed.
It'll take more than money.
This safe is huge. Now we're gonna move it.
Blast it out.
Yeah!
Blow it into space.
Yeah, got that. Then what?
Take the yacht to it. Let the safe sail into the main hatch. Like catching a ball in your hat.
Ah, smart. We'll have to use the shortwave. One of us stays with the safe, one of us pilots the ship.
You pilot.
Stand by, Jizz.
I see you.
Okay. Pull the heads off those fuses and move away. Deathhead's here. I can see his men coming up behind you. They must have landed on the other side of the asteroid.
I see them. Here comes your box of goodies. Now, steady as you go. Ease off a little more and roll a quarter turn.
Jets, can you get clear of those guys?
Hold your position, Gully.
Foyle, you cannot escape. Come in, Foyle. Answer me, damn you.
Jets. Use your suit rockets. Get out of there!
Hold position. There. It shows. It's a hole in one, sailor.
Come on, Jess. Come on, guys.
Foyle, this is Dagenham speaking.
Dagenham, I'm real busy at the moment. Jess, give me the word when you're on board.
I can't make it, Gully.
Oh, come on.
I can't. The safe's blocking the hatch.
Jess.
There's no way. I'm locked out.
You're finished, Foyle.
Captain Yang Yeovil. This is Regis Sheffield, my attorney, and this young man is Bunny Hull, Mr. Sheffield's assistant.
The intelligence tongue of the inner planets wishes to know when you will be finished with Foyle.
What does intelligence want with Foyle?
Do you smoke after sex?
That's a damned impertinent question.
So was yours. When can you let us have Foyle?
When you show good cause.
To whom?
To me. This is a civilian matter. Unless war material or war personnel are involved, civilian jurisdiction shall prevail. Give me a quote on that, Bunny.
303 Tehran Appeals, 191.
Satisfied? Yeovil.
The Nomad was carrying war material.
The Nomad was transporting platinum bullion to Mars back.
I'll lead this discussion, Prestine. Name the war material.
10 kilos of a substance called Pyre-E.
And what is Pyre-E, Captain?
Pyre-E is a mish metal, a pyrophore. If only half of our reports are true, Pyre E could make the difference between victory and defeat.
Nonsense.
Damn it, Sheffield! Can you not recognize the crisis? You are the leader of our Liberal Party, Terror's arch-patriot. You are supposed to be Pristine's political enemy.
Captain Yeovil, shall I have my security forces remove you?
We need that Pyre E before the outer satellites get it. Come on, Sheffield. You are being retained by a traitor.
Dagenham to see you, Pristine.
Right. Please escort Captain Yeovil through the jaunt maze.
Think, Sheffield. Think.
This way, sir.
Now then, Saul.
What does the head of intelligence want here?
Foyle.
Who doesn't? Now I have 5 minutes before upsetting your gadgets. I found the Nomad and lost Foyle.
You're not quitting.
No, I'm enjoying myself. I've never tangled with a man like Foyle before. He's unique.
He's grotesque.
Perhaps not as much as you think. Harley Baker has removed the tattooing. Your man was there when you raided that disgusting freak factory. Baker informed immediately, so we followed Foyle to the Sargasso asteroid.
And lost him.
I'll find him. Meanwhile, I have his girlfriend.
I don't want his damned girlfriend. I want Foyle. A common sailor. Dirt. Dregs. Gutter filth. How dare such scum meddle with my affairs?
The old year sours as pestilence poisons the planets. The war gains momentum and grows from a distant affair of skirmishes in space to a holocaust in the making. The outer satellites introduce universal conscription. The inner planets do the same. Regulations and oppressions follow. The warlords command, the people suffer. For them, the dying year is only enlivened by the advent of the Four-Mile Circus, the bizarre entourage of Jeffrey Four-Mile of Ceres. Four-Mile is enormously rich. The people love his bad taste and extravagant antics. He is the classic nouveau riche upstart of all time.
Good evening. I am Jeffrey Four-Mile of Ceres.
What? Who?
You're in no danger, Miss Wensbury.
My God, he knows my name. Who is he?
Can you hear my thoughts?
Yes.
What do you want?
I need you to work for me.
Pardon?
I want you to work for me.
Another camp follower. As another tart for your circus, huh?
I need a social secretary. I don't know the upper classes. I need help dealing with them.
You could learn?
I don't have time. I'll pay 1,000 credits a month.
That's very generous.
Yes. Will you work for me?
I'm not sure.
Christ, the blue joint!
What is a blue joint? You tiger!
It shows, huh? Lost my cool.
You raped me. You destroyed me.
Yeah. I'm foiled. Back again. Now shut up and listen.
Why don't you die?
Sometimes I want to. I could blackmail you.
No, please.
Your mother's in the inner planets. I came across this. It was pawned by a spaceman off Vorga.
Where are they?
Probably sold to a labor camp on the moon. Vorga can tell us.
I hate you.
I know.
You destroy everything.
Maybe. But we'll work together to find Vorga and your family.
Yes.
Then we go to Canberra. The government house, New Year's Eve ball. And wear something stunning.
No, don't jaunt. Bad manners. We walk out slowly. Languor is chic. Respect to the governor. Now the commissioner. Don't forget to tip the attendants. No. Not him, idiot. That's the lieutenant governor. Okay. You made a hit. You're accepted in Canberra. Now what?
Guy called Forrest.
Who's he?
Spaceman off the Vorga. Lives up the coast away. Come on, join.
Mercy! What's the matter with him?
My plan! Quick, guys! Sting air pool in my right pocket! Crack it into him before he crushes me! Right! That was nasty.
What is it? What's the matter with him?
Analog. Psychiatric dope for serious lunatics. You're Ben Forrest, leading spaceman aboard the Prestige ship Vorga? You were aboard Vorga September 14th, 2336?
No, man, don't ask about it.
You abandoned your sister ship Nomad. Why?
Don't ask, please.
I was on a Nomad, Forrest. Who gave the order to let me die? Who? Okay, drink some water. Who commanded Vorga, Forrest? Who gave the order?
Stop it! You're drowning him!
Get your hands up me. Come on, Forrest. Who else was on the Vorga? Speak, damn you!
Hold it. Live.
You've killed him.
Damn. Got a bit carried away.
Murderer!
Let us waste things. Come on. It's almost midnight in Shanghai. Perhaps I'll have more luck with Sir Jarrell. He was the pharmacist's mate on Vorga.
Gully, look!
What? Shit. That's deep trouble.
Of the many mysteries I've witnessed, the sight of Nomad confronted by an image of himself will remain the greatest. But it was no image. It was himself. And dreadful to behold. A giant of a man, his arms outstretched, his body covered in flames of damnation. They stood before each other, the one groaning with pain, the other staring in horror.
What is it?
Me. Burning to death.
Burning in hell.
All right. It was me in hell. But I'm still going through with this. If I burn in hell, Vorga will burn with me. Now, come on. Shanghai, jump!
No, I can't take any more.
You gotta.
I can't. Shanghai, Rome, that dreadful burning image of you following us around.
Shut up! We go to New York. You jump to old St. Patrick's Cathedral and wait there for me.
St. Patrick's?
Yeah, I bought it.
The cathedral?
Why not? It's been empty for 2 centuries. Now go! John!
Christine's mansion in Central Park is ablaze for the new year. The sightseers buzz and exclaim as the famous of clan and sept arrive by car, by coach, by litter, by every form of luxurious transportation. The Kohlers arrive in a bandwagon, the Krupp clan in a glass-topped Greyhound bus. The crowd applaud to see the rich at play, but when 4 Mile Series arrives in a steam locomotive, a team of retainers laying the track before him, the crowd roars almost dangerously.
Good evening, Prestine. I am Jeffrey 4 Mile of Series.
4 Mile. I've heard much about you.
Your face is familiar. Have we met before?
I believe not. I'm told you boast of being an upstart.
Yes, and I used the first Prestine as a role model.
Indeed. Do I detect a certain fascination for blood in you, 4 Mile?
A family weakness, perhaps?
You're pleased to be cynical, but you speak the truth. Prestines have always had a fatal attraction for blood. And money.
Which I share, most passionately.
4 Mile, you appear to be a young man after my own heart. You must be presented to my daughter, Lady Olivia.
Olivia Prestine was seated on a dais, surrounded by fawning admirers, a princess of ice, frost, and snow. Her hair is white silk, her skin white satin. She has lips the color of coral and eyes like mother of pearl. Yet the price of her exquisite beauty is blindness. To no man, she is the unattainable. He is introduced and then dismissed, graciously and indifferently. He cannot believe it. He stands gaping like a lout.
Are you still here, Fourmile?
I am not accustomed to dismissal.
Don't be tedious.
Lady Olivia, can we start again?
Oh, gosh.
Your hand, please.
Thank you.
All right. I'll concede you are a clown. Now do step down.
What happened this time?
Really, sir, are you trying to make me angry?
No. The first time you took my hand, it was electric. Now there's nothing. What happened?
4 Mile, will you please go away?
Certainly.
Bitch, bitch. A nice pinnacle to be stormed and taken.
Ah, 4 Mile. Allow me to present Saul Dagenham. He can only give us 30 minutes and insists on spending one of them with you.
Christ, does he know? Attack, always attack.
What happened to your face, Dagenham?
And I thought I was famous. Radiation poisoning. So tell me, 4 Mile, what's behind this circus of yours?
A passion for notoriety?
I'm an old hand at camouflage. What's your particular larceny?
Does Brutus tell Caesar?
Indeed not. Look what happened to him.
You'll look happier, Dagenham.
Than when?
Not when. Happier than me. Pristine, I've fallen desperately in love with Lady Olivia.
Yes, lots of men do. Saul, your half hour is up. Let me show you out.
Lady Olivia, who's there?
The clown you dismissed.
You came searching for me. How quaint.
You're insane to be standing out here. It's an OS raid.
But it's so beautiful.
Let me jaunt you to a safer place.
You're still tedious, Fourmile. This is Armageddon. Flowering monstrosity. Tell me what you see.
Nothing much. Flashes of light all over the horizon. Like Christmas decorations.
Is that all? I am blind, yet see a dome in the sky. A rainbow dome. Brilliant colors running up and down.
That's the radar screen.
Yes. Sometimes my blindness is worth all your sight. There are great shafts of fire thrusting up. Swaying, weaving, dancing. What are they?
Interceptor beams. You're seeing the whole electronic defense system.
And I can see the missiles coming down. There's one coming down in the east. Watch for it. It's coming. 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 Now. And another to the north. Very close. Now! Are you afraid?
Yes.
Then run away.
No.
You could jump like the others. Be safe in seconds. No one will know you ran out at the last minute.
Bitch!
What shocking language. You're angry. It's the first sign of weakness.
Damn you!
No, it's too late, my dear. Here comes a whole cluster of red streaks. Down, down, down. There will be no escaping. Quick! Run! Jaunt! Quick!
No. Never. I'm not running. Tricked.
It's over.
It hasn't begun yet.
The war?
Between us.
Yes. Make it a human war. You're the first not to be deceived by my looks. Oh, God, that
boredom of the chivalrous knights and their milk-warm passion for the blind princess. But I'm not like that. Inside, I'm not like that. Make it a savage war between us.
Huddled in a corner of the vast and deserted cathedral, Robin struggled with the trauma of the vicious outer satellite's raid. How the place survived was like a miracle to her. How she was to survive was far less clear. There was no future for her, only the terrible nomad and his remorseless demands.
Robin.
Go away, foul tiger.
Can't you face up to anything?
Don't you ever run away?
Never.
You run away from reality. You attack it, deny it, destroy it.
I run from nothing.
I want you to let me go.
Go where?
To live my own life.
What about your mother?
I'll find her in my own way.
No, I need you.
I'll buy my way out.
You've got nothing.
I know who commanded the Vorga.
Give it to me. It's a deal.
You let me go?
Just tell me.
The name is Lindsay Joyce, Sklotsky Colony, Mars.
Sklotsky? Do you know what a Sklotsky is?
I don't care what a Sklotsky is.
We go to Mars immediately. Half a telepath will be better than none.
We?
Yeah, we.
I'm leaving. You promised.
I don't keep promises. Besides, I need a woman secretary. I'm in love with Olivia Pristine. You have to help me.
You're in what? Olivia Pristine? In love with that blind albino corpse? Now you have really lost me. Now I'll destroy you, Gulliver Boyle. I will destroy you.
Captain Jan Yeovil?
Indeed. How kind of you to come and see me, Miss Winsbury. You have saved us a long search.
Search? Why are you searching for me?
Huh? You're a telepath. I thought I knew every telepath in the system.
I'm a telesend.
Oh, how cruel to be saddled with all the disadvantages of telepathy and deprived of all the benefits. I do sympathize.
Bless him. He's the first to realize.
Careful. Miss Wensbury, I am receiving you.
I'm sorry. Why is he searching for me? Will they hurt me? Cut the information out.
My dear girl, calm yourself. We know you're an alien belligerent. But let's not worry about that right now. And as to intelligence cutting information out of people, well, that's all propaganda.
Propaganda?
We are not maladroits, Miss Wensbury. We know how to extract information without being medieval. However, we do encourage the rumor. It sort of softens people up in advance.
He's lying.
No, it is true. Besides, you have come here of your own free will, so there is no need.
He's trying to trick me.
It sounds as if you have been tricked yourself.
I have. Dear God, I have.
Ah, by whom?
I'm betraying him.
Did he not betray you?
Yes. Yes. I want to talk to you about a man named Gulliver Foyle.
Where is he?
On his way to Mars.
Ah, why?
I gave him the name of the commander of a spaceship, the Vorka. A Sklotsky called Lindsay Joyce.
A Sklotsky? He has gone to get information from a Sklotsky.
What's funny about it?
Pardon me. The Sklotsky sect believe the sensation is the root of all evil. Initiates pay a fortune to join, and then submit to an operation severing the sensory nervous system. They are the living dead. Foyle will get nothing out of a Sklotsky.
He will.
How?
He's gone to abduct Sigurd Maxman.
Maxman? Are you sure?
He told me when I refused to go with him.
Sigurd Maxman, the most powerful of all telepaths.
We must get down to business at once, Miss Wensbury.
Mars Saint-Michel is a majestic Gothic cathedral of spires and buttresses looming on a hill and yearning towards the sky. The original Mont Saint-Michel had been a fortress of faith. Mars Saint-Michel is a fortress of telepathy. Within it lives Sigurd Magsman, selling his awesome powers for awesome prices. Although famed throughout the inner planets, it remains a little-known fact that the great Sigurd is a wizened, ancient, and somewhat repellent child.
Hello, Sigurd. Cry, baby. I'm not gonna hit you.
You're a bad man with a bad face.
I'm your friend.
No, you're not. You want me to do bad things.
Read me and see.
You're going to hurt him.
Who?
The captain man. The Sklotsky man. You're bad. Thunders in your head and burning man.
Come here, Sigurd.
No, Nutty.
Shut up, you little bastard. Quiet! We're gonna go for nice jaunties to the Sklotsky colony.
No.
If you behave, I'll get you a lolly. If you don't, I'll beat the living daylights out of you.
No, you won't! You won't! I'm Sigurd Magsman, Sigurd the telepath! You wouldn't dare!
Sonny, I'm Gully Foyle. Stop your damn sniveling and find me Lindsay Joyce. Christ, don't I know it. Now find Joyce. Reach out and find him.
Down there. Eight clamshells down. I want to go home.
Gully's gonna smack Sigurd if Sigurd doesn't shut the hell up. 7, 8. Here. Lindsay Joyce. Damn me. A woman.
I don't like her.
Get in there. Ask her if she captained the Borga.
I don't know what Borga is.
Just ask her, smartass.
I don't like what's inside her. Yes, she was on the Borga.
Was she the captain?
Yes. Just don't make me go back inside her again. It's twisted and it hurts.
Tell her I'm the man she refused to pick up from the Nomad. Tell her I'm gonna pay her back.
You're hurting me. She didn't give that order.
Then who did? Ask her who did.
The Renfield Chase. That Forger was running Renfield Chase. But she didn't give orders. She's sick. Dark and black and twisted. She says they jettisoned refugees in space. Robbed them. Jettisoned them. She's sick. I hate her. And my mommy.
Jettisoned them in space. Dear God.
I hurt. He hurts me.
Who gave the orders? Damn it. Who? Who?
Brestine. Olivia Brestine.
No.
Let me go.
No.
This time we did pick you up.
Where am I?
On Borga. You've been unconscious for days. We thought you were dead.
The child? Sigurd?
He's safe. He was transmitting distress signals to all the other telepaths. Half the inner planets knew you were on Mars. You've been declared solar enemy number one.
You know what I found out?
Yes.
And it's true?
Yes.
How can I love you?
We're two of a kind, Gully.
For God's sake, why?
Why did you do it?
Are you demanding an apology?
And demanding an explanation.
Revenge. You should understand that. Hatred. To pay you all back.
For what?
For being blind. For being cheated and made helpless. Do you know what it's like receiving life secondhand? To be made dependent? To have to beg? So I bring them down to my level. If I'm blind, I make them blinder. If I'm helpless, I make them cripples. Pay them back. All of them.
You're insane.
And you're not.
I'm in love with a monster.
We're a pair of monsters.
No!
No? Not you? What's your mad revenge but settling an account with bad luck? I tell you, Gully, we're a pair. We couldn't help but fall in love.
I'm no better than you. But before God, I never murdered 600 innocent people by hurling them into space.
You're about to murder millions.
How?
They've got what they want to end the war.
Paya E?
Yes.
What is this 20 pounds of miracle they're all fighting for?
I don't know, and I don't care. Let them die. It makes no difference to us. We're the strong.
We're the damned.
We're the blessed.
No. You're wrong. I've lost. I've found the very things I wanted to destroy. And lost the will.
Have you, Gully?
Yeah. I've gone too far. Gone beyond simplicity. Lost the tiger.
There's no place for the tiger to go. You're trapped.
I know.
But you're safe here. They'll never dream of looking for you near me.
No.
What's happened to you? Where's the man who watched the raid with me? Where's the unashamed savage?
Go on, Olivia. You've lost him. We both have.
But why? What have I done?
Awaken my conscience. Restore my feelings. I thought I was the worst thing in the solar system until I learned your vile secret. What a pair of loathsome freaks we are.
Gully! I love you. Can't you see there could be nobody else for me? I've also gone too far, separating myself from the rest. There is nothing but emptiness without you. We have to be together.
No. Put Borga down. Yes.
What are you going to do?
Finish this damn business once and for all.
I'll sum up. One more OS raid without retaliation and we're lost. We can't retaliate without Pyre, and we can't locate Pyre without Foil.
We can always surrender.
Out of the question. We already know the post-victory plans of the OS. We are to be gutted and worked until there is nothing left. Besides, intelligence knows where Foil is.
What?
Commando Brigade saw him being picked up by the Vorga T.
Damn you, Pristine. So that's
Wait,
why you...
Wait, look, no! It is news to him, too.
Olivia? With him? That scum!
Pristine.
My daughter, gentlemen, has for some time been engaged in certain activities. A family vice. Blood at... I have managed to close my eyes to it, convince myself that I was mistaken. But Foil! That dirt! That filth! He must be destroyed!
What is wrong with him?
He's having some kind of a fit. Don't leave him, Yeovil.
Pyre.
What about Pyre, Pristine?
Pyre is a pyrophic alloy. When my critical Pyre releases thermonuclear energy on the order of a stellar phoenix action, it's an equivalent to the primordial pro-matter which exploded the universe into being.
How is it brought to critical mass, Pristine? How is the energy released?
Pyre can only be exploded by psychokinesis. It must be willed to explode and then have thought directed at it.
No key. No formula.
Just will and idea.
The ultimate deterrent.
Right, Yovel. So let's get rid of it. We know Foyle was tinkering with the stuff in the cathedral. There must be fragments lying around. We've got to detonate them and blow Foyle's circus to kingdom come.
Why?
To bring him running. He'll come to salvage the bulk of it.
What if that goes up as well?
It can't. It's in an inert lead isotope safe.
Gamble on a phoenix action. Lose and we become a brand new Nova.
Got a better suggestion?
No. The OS are onto this as well. We know they have agents looking for Foyle. If they pick him up before us...
Okay. So, we need somebody who can blow the stuff up.
Uh-huh. Unfortunately, I have just the person. A one-way telepath called Robin Wensbury. She knows Foyle, and is the only one we can trust.
What, Regis Sheffield?
How did you get in my office?
I wish to hire you. Name your fee.
I doubt you could afford it.
I'll double it.
What's your problem? More money than sense.
Criminals.
And?
I want to give myself up.
Criminals don't surrender while they're ahead. What's the real reason?
I picked up a rare disease called conscience.
Nasty. Could be terminal.
It is.
Now you want to purge yourself.
It isn't that simple. There are other things. There's a woman who must answer for a vicious crime.
What is all this? Yeah, Bunny.
Something brand new just turned up. Oh, sorry, you didn't realize yet. Good Lord! 4 Mile!
Who?
Don't you know him, Chief? That's 4 Mile of Ceres. Gully Foyle! You killed him!
Stunned and drugged. Now get out of the way.
Where are you taking him?
Back to his cathedral. Foyle, you're seriously dope. Don't try to join. Don't even move.
What do you want?
Pyre and you. Mostly you.
I'm mad. I came to your office to hand both over.
To the OS?
To the what?
The outer satellites. Shall I spell it out for you?
I might have known. The great liberal patriot. An OS agent. I'm a fool.
The most valuable fool in the system.
What the hell are you talking about, Sheffield?
You don't know? You still don't know?
Know what?
Think back to Nomad. One of our raiders finished her off and found you on board the wreck. The only man alive. You remember that?
I remember the hit. Nothing else.
Well, the raider had a smart idea. They turned you into a decoy. Patched you up, stuck you in a spacesuit, and cast you adrift with transmitters full on. Then they waited for an IP ship to turn up.
So nobody should have come near me. That was a shill, a lure, a goddamn death bait. Isn't that great? I never had the right to revenge in the first place.
You still don't understand. You were nowhere near Nomad when they set you adrift.
What?
They took you 600,000 miles sunward. They put you through the airlock and backed off. Then you disappeared.
Disappeared?
You were gone. Gone without a trace. And the next thing we learn is you're back on Nomad.
Impossible.
Man, you space-jaunted. Huh? You space-jaunted more than 500,000 miles. God knows how, but you did something that's never been done before. And we're going to find out how. I'm taking you back to the outer satellites. We'll get the secret out of you, even if we have to tear it out. First, I want the Pyre E. Now, if you're looking for a purge, you surely found one. Believe it, Foyle. I'll do anything, so none of your damn tricks.
What's all this? I gave orders Miss Wensbury was to have absolute quiet.
Yeovil, Yeovil!
Bunny, what the blazes is going on?
Foyle, Gully Foyle.
Where?
Sheffield's got him. I told Dagenham.
Why did he not bring him here?
Don't know. Got an idea, maybe he's an OS agent.
Where is he now?
Old St. Patrick's.
Oh, Robin. Robin.
Huh?
Stop. We have got to go to the cathedral. Don't blow it up. For God's sake, stop!
The minute particles of pyre left behind from Nomad's experiments and detonated by Robin's telesending had blown the cathedral apart. Sheffield was dead. The place was an inferno, and yet, as if protected by his destiny, Nomad survived. His clothes were burning, and desperately he struggled to escape. From the edge of a blazing pit that once had been old St. Patrick's, his pursuers looked on helplessly.
There's no way out.
We've got to help him!
How did he survive?
He's Gully Foyle.
We're watching him burn to death.
Look! He's flickering!
Of course he's flickering. He's on fire.
No! He's blinking like a glowworm. Watch!
It's the Burning Man. Gully is the Burning Man. He has nowhere to go. He's not jaunting to a place. He's jaunting through time. To the past. To the future. That's why we saw the Burning Man. We were seeing his future. Oh, Gully!
Can you help him, Robin?
Why should I?
Because this is bigger than hatred.
Got to talk to him, Robin. You're the only one who can. We have to have that pyre. If he dies, we are lost. All ours.
Gully, can you hear me?
Who's that?
Robin.
Robin, what's happening?
You're stuck, Gully. You're jaunting without coordinates.
Yeah. Who jaunts me? But I can't get away from the fire. Why can't I get away from the fire?
Because you don't know where you're going. You're jaunting through time.
I can space jaunt. I've already done it. Sheffield told me.
But that was an accident. Now your senses are all confused. You have to jaunt to a place as well as a time.
I don't understand. Place and time. Time and place. Here and there, there and here. And now, I'm dying, Robin. I'm dying.
Don't die. Go for it. Go for it. Bless you, Gully.
He jaunted across the voids of space, across the wild blue yonder. He traveled free of time and distance, escaping the clutches of fire and death. We, the scientific people, saw him blazing in our sky, a burning ghoul, a shining leader. We watched and waited, but he did not come to us. For days he jaunted round our asteroid, lighting the darkness. Then he was gone. A false but brilliant prophet.
Your drink, sir.
Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
Nice day.
Always a nice day somewhere, sir.
Awful day.
Always a nice day somewhere, sir.
Day.
Always a nice day somewhere, sir.
That's me. That's all of us. We're just like robots reacting to life. So, here I am, of my own free will, waiting to respond. Press the buttons and I'll jump. It is my pleasure to serve. So what do you bastards want?
I want my property.
Ah, pristine. Have I defied the very laws of existence and traveled from the limits of the solar system just to hear you going on about your property?
So it would seem.
And what do you offer in return for your property?
I make no offer. I demand what is mine.
What is yours, Mr. Blood and Money? I have your bullion. I have your pyrie, and I have your vicious daughter.
You gutter swine, you shall be destroyed, vaporized.
Daughter Christine, what do you want, Foil?
I want to be free of all this. I want to feel clean again.
You want escape. There is none. But we need your help. Without it, the solar system will not survive this war.
Who started it? You are the people. I'm trying to see my way through all of this. Am I to turn Pyre-E over to the system and let it destroy itself? Am I to teach the system how to space jaunt so we can spread our ignorance from galaxy to galaxy like some foul disease? What's the answer?
The answer is yes.
My radiation through the robot berserker.
What?
The answer to your question is yes.
Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
Tim's gone to meet the haywire. Switch it off, Pristine, before it...
Leave it! Tell me, if the answer is yes, what do we do about the stupid society we live in?
Yes, it is still stupid, but you must teach society, not dictate to it.
Why?
Because you are part of it. You are not above it.
Then who leads?
The misfits.
Why can't we all move forward together?
Because most of you leave the decisions to somebody else.
And then the freaks grab the power?
Yes. But it drives them crazy. Then they make terrible mistakes.
How can we stop them?
By becoming more responsible. A responsible society doesn't need leaders.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, sir.
You've saved the day.
Always a nice day somewhere, sir.
That thing was right. Who are we to make decisions for the world? Who the hell are we to keep secrets from it? Let the world know and decide for itself. I'm off to what's left of my cathedral.
Damnation, he's gone. Quick, old St. Patrick's. Jaunt. Look, that's where the pyre was hidden, under the altar.
My God, stop him! The maniac's opening the isotope box!
Foil! Don't! Pyre-E! Listen, people! This is yours! Your future! Now take it! Keep it! It's the end of the world and the beginning of a new one! It's yours by right!
He jaunts to San Francisco, shouting his message to the puzzled people. The others follow, always a few seconds late and unable to stop him, scattering slugs of Pyre-E like seeds that will grow into God knows what. Tokyo, Delhi, Baghdad, Madrid, London, the mad race takes them three quarters of the way round the world.
Listen to me, you! Listen, man! Gonna Simonize me! Take this, you pigs! You got the most and you use the least! You hear me, you? Got a million and you spend pennies. Got a genius and you think like crazies. Got a heart and you feel like empties.
Pyre-E's scattered all around the globe. How do we get it back without telling the truth?
By the time you told the truth, Christy, I've handed life and death back to the people who do the living and dying.
Blast you, Foil. Don't you understand you can't trust them? They don't know enough for their own good.
Learn or die, all of you. It won't take long.
Pigs, I challenge you, me. Blow yourself to hell, or come to me and I'll make you great. Die, damn you, or come and find me, Gully Foil, and I'll make you great. I give you the stars.
It can be done. I have done it. It can be done because I have faith. I have faith in faith.
Joseph,
My husband has returned.
Your husband?
The godman who destroyed us.
Nomad? Where is he?
You will not hurt him.
He deserted us, Moira. We believed in him, and he deserted us. Take me to him.
He's dying.
No, child. Not dying, but dreaming. I know these dreams. Presently, he will awaken and tell us his thoughts.
And then he will punish him?
No. He is beyond that. So I settled down outside the tool locker of the Nomad and prepared to wait for the awakening. The girl runs up the twisting corridors and returns a few minutes later with a silver bowl of warm water and a silver tray of food. She bathes him gently and then sets the tray before him as an offering. Then she settles down beside me to await the consequences of the extraordinary thing her brave husband had done.
In Tiger, Tiger, adapted and dramatized by Ivan Benbrook from the novel by Alfred Bester, the role of Gulliver Foyle was played by Alan Armstrong. Tony Church was Joseph. Leslie Manville was Gisbella McQueen.